There are entire industries built around the possibility of accomplishing some great goal without the hard work or the sacrifice usually necessary to get there. So you'll hear things like, eat everything you want and still lose weight. Get fit in less than 5 minutes a day. Earn a degree in 10 months without disrupting your life. In all of these examples, the presumption is that the path to something good is a drudgery to be bypassed at all cost. Now, for some, the response to this is, no, you got to do the hard work. No pain, no gain. You know, your weight loss won't really last. Your degree won't be considered legitimate. Your fitness is only on the surface. Well, Christians find ourselves in a similar situation with our ultimate goal, to get to heaven. Is there an easy way? Fill out this card, get baptized, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Again, others would respond, no, you got to do the hard work. It's not fun, but you got to do it. I've even been guilty of that in my own homilies from this very ambo, saying things like, well, this is a sacrifice, but it's all worth it. Saying, you have to give up some good things, but heaven will be great. But I've come to believe that there's a lie hidden in that way of thinking. And the lie is that somehow happiness in the next life requires misery in this life. In other words, you can either choose to be happy here or you can choose to be happy there, but you can't have both. And that's a lie. The truth is what Jesus says in the gospel. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. Consider the magnitude of that statement. Jesus is saying, I want you to be completely joyful, not just in heaven, but now. And my recipe for complete joy? Keep my commandments. That is a direct response to the lie. That notion that following God's commandments is not something we really want to do. It's just something that we have to do. On the contrary, the commandments themselves will make me happy. How does God know that? Because God not only made the commandments, he made me. So rather than following a bunch of rules, it's about living our potential as human beings. Cicero, the Roman statesman who lived before Jesus, said that virtue is its own reward. In other words, living a moral life is not just for some good down the road. It in itself is good. So I thought of seven ways that we live our faith where the world would say, well, that's not going to make you very happy. And our response would be, no, this is the doorway to happiness. Seven ways. Number one, joining the religious life. The world would say, You're going to give up the happiness of a family and your future just for the sake of heaven? Well, Sister Maria Soledad Sausameda from Cimarron might be the most joyful person I've ever met. When she made her vows last year, she didn't lose her family. She gained one and took Jesus Christ as her spouse. Well, that's happiness. Now. Number two, being open to life in every sexual act. Some would say, well, if that's the case, then we can't be happy as often as we want. But there's something about that total gift of self that gives birth to happiness, not just in heaven, but here. Number three, fasting from something that I like. The world would say, why would you go without something you like every Friday? Why would you suffer the misery of going without something for 40 days? But we all know there's a connection between self-discipline and happiness. Number four, becoming a priest. Father, you chose to give up a wife and kids for the sake of the kingdom? For crying out loud, you chose to be celibate? Again, listen to the implied message here. In your quest for heaven, you've made yourself less happy. But I don't think I could possibly be freer to love and be loved than I am as a priest. Number five, giving a percentage of my money to the church. Why would you willingly give a part of your hard-earned income to the parish? You didn't even get a bill from them. You could have spent that money on ice cream. But once someone can feel a detachment from earthly goods, a huge weight is off their shoulders. Happiness has already begun. Number six, choosing forgiveness instead of revenge. Others would say, well, doesn't it feel good to let it out, to get even? I don't know. But forgiving is the start of a return to happiness. And number seven, closing the window on pornography, which often means literally closing the window. You know, the world says, what's the big deal? It's victimless. Speaking of lies, one person is a slave to sin, the other is a slave to an industry. Happiness accompanies freedom from slavery. If people asked you, why do you believe in Jesus Christ? I think before my answer would have been, because I want to go to heaven. Sure. But the more I reflect on it, particularly in light of today's gospel, the reason I believe in Jesus Christ is because I want the fullest life here, now. And if I follow his commandments, then his joy will be in me, and my joy will be complete.